We're doing Tehillim, we're up to the 43rd chapter. Good evening. Shofteini Elokim, David the Melech is again continuing with a request from God. He implores of God to bring justice to the world. We know that there are times when it is our responsibility to fight for ourselves. There are times when every individual has to stand up for himself. Now Allah expects that if someone comes and wants to hit you, you will hit him first. Don't let him hit you. If someone wants to kill you, you will kill him first. Don't let him kill you. There are times when we can stand up for ourselves, and there are times when we cannot. And then there are times when we are being attacked unfairly, and although we can't stand up for ourselves, we can take the person to court. And then there are times we cannot. Then there are times when the court is the one that's unfair, when the powers that be are the ones that are unfair. And at times like that, David turns his eyes to heaven and says, Shofteini Elohim, God judge on my behalf. God take revenge on my behalf. The word mishpat not only means judgment, but it also means revenge, as Rashi in the beginning of Iyov writes, and over here as well. V'riva rivi. And Hashem, I want you to fight my fight. Migoy lo chasid, meishmir ma ve'avla, tifaleteini. Fight this impious nation. If they were fair, they would say the truth. But they're not. They are men of deceit. They are men of iniquity. And David speaks about the nation, Me'ishmil Mave'avlai, speaks about the nation as though they were an individual. So that's the simple understanding. We could also say that David's prayer has dual meaning. It's a prayer on behalf of the Jewish people and the nations that treat them unfairly. This has been a recurring theme in our history. The nations always come to us with claims as though they're the ones that are fair, as though we're the ones that are cheating. And David is also speaking about the individuals. Mishmir ma ve'avla. Individuals who are cunning, individuals who are deceitful. And he asks Hashem, save me from their hands. Ki ata Elohei ma'uzi lama zenachtani lama koder et halech belachatz oyev. And this is the tremendous power of David HaMelech. This is the message that David HaMelech repeatedly teaches us throughout Tehillim. If David is in trouble with the enemy, David doesn't say it's because the enemy outsmarted me. He doesn't say, well, I should have used other tactics. Of course David analyzes his tactics. Of course David does his best to be a good warrior. But at the end of the day, David says, Ata Elokei Ma'uzi, Hashem, I know you are the source of my strength. And so if I am suffering under oppression from the enemy, I know it is because you have left me. And so I turn to you because you're at the source of it all. Lama zenachtani, and I ask Hashem, why have you left me? Shelach orecha v'amitecha, heima yanchuni. Hashem, send me your light. Hashem, send me your truth. And let them guide me. Yeviuni el har kodshecha. El Mishkenotecha, let them bring me to your holy mountain, let them bring me to your home. David HaMelech is repeatedly focusing on one thing. He wants to come close to Hashem. He wants to go on a path of truth. And he wants to be enlightened. Orecha v'amitcha emayanchuni, let your light and your truth guide me. One of the difficult things in life is that it's not so easy to know what is Hashem's truth. Many people claim they're going on Hashem's path. And David also recognizes that. David says, Shlach orecha, send your light, v'amitecha, and your truth, hema yanchuni, let them guide me in a true path. And he knows that the true path will lead him to closeness to Hashem. Yiviyuni el har kodshecha. Ve'avoha el mizbach Elohim el el simchat gili. David HaMelech says, then I know I will come to your home. I will come to you, Hashem, who is simchat gili, who gives me happiness and rejoicing. Ve'odecha b'chinor, I will thank you with my musical instruments, whether chinor is a harp or some other musical instruments. Elokim Elokai, Hashem who is my God. My full focus is on you, Hashem. I'm not looking elsewhere. And again, that's David's strength. David is in trouble. He asks Hashem for help. And he recognizes that he needs help to fix himself. David knows that there's something Hashem wants of him, and he knows he needs Hashem's help to get there. He says, Hashem, help me, and I'll get there. And sometimes that's part of what we need to do. We have to ask Hashem, help me to get to where you want me to be. Sometimes parents tell a child, I want you to succeed better in school. Well, maybe you have to tell him how he's going to get there. David says, Hashem, tell me what the path is. Shlach orecha v'amitcha, hima yanchuni. David asks for guidance. Matish tochachi nafshi umatemi alai. Hochili l'Elohim, ki od odenu, yeshuot panai, ve'lohai. And David concludes this chapter with a verse that repeated itself twice in the previous chapter. If you recall in the previous chapter in Pasuk Vav and again in Pasuk Yud Bet, David the Melech said to his soul, why is it that you are downtrodden? Matishtochachi nafshi v'tehemi alai. My soul, how come you are so low? Matishtochachi nafshi v'tehemi alai. And how come you wail upon me? Hochili l'Elokim. Your hope should be focused on Hashem. Ki od odenu, because the time will still come that I will thank him. Yeshuot panav. Over here it's Yeshuot panai velokai. He is the salvation of my face. He is my God. And David HaMelech repeated that three times, corresponding to the three empires that we are exiled under. The first, the second, and finally the third empire that took us down. And David HaMelech, according to that understanding, so then that's David's focus in this chapter. This chapter is about Ishmael, that goy lo chasid, that unpious nation. That nation that is sly and cunning because Hashem is our strength. And this exile has been so long that David says, it's as though you've left us. Why are we so oppressed? Give us guidance. We feel like we're in the dark. And let us come back home. Let us come back in Mizbach Elokim. Let us come back to the temple and be able to rejoice and give thanks. And David concludes the chapter turning to himself. And he comforts his soul and he says, why are you so downtrodden? Your hope is in Hashem. Your hope is not a question of your military might or the empires falling on their own. Focus on Ochili l'Elokim. Focus on hoping that Hashem will help you out of this. Ki ododenu, you're still going to have the time when you'll thank Him. Yeshuot panai velokai, He is my salvation. He is my God.